Workers at Embraer's main manufacturing plant, about 2 hours outside of the southern Brazilian city of Sao Paulo, build planes for airlines including US Airways, Northwest and JetBlue. Embraer is the world leader in sales of small commercial jets of up to 120 seats.
We're here to announce a tremendous economic opportunity.
At a gathering in Florida recently, Florida Governor Charlie Crist announced Embraer will now invest an estimated $50 million building its first factory in the United States.
They've got courage. You know, in order to be a leader, you have to have courage.
Courage may explain Embraer's decision to open a U.S. plant at a moment when the American economy faces tough times, with millions of manufacturing jobs lost since 2000, 46,000 in April alone. Embraer's president and CEO, Frederico Corrado, says he views the investment as a bet on America's future.
We do not see the current crisis in the United States, you know, as a long-term one. We do believe in the recovery of the U.S. economy. I see many companies, leaving the U.S. We just think the opposite. We think it's the right moment to invest in the U.S. and be ready when the crisis is over.
Embraer, which will reportedly get millions of dollars in grants and tax breaks to move to Florida, will initially assemble executive jets at its new American plant. The company says 60% of its private aircraft sales come from the United States, even as Americans tighten their belts amid rising fuel prices and the sluggish economy. U.S. aircraft manufacturers report growing demand abroad, in countries such as China and India. Overseas orders for General Dynamics Gulfstream jets surpassed sales in North America for the first time last year. But Corrado anticipates continued strong demand for his company's jets within the U.S. market.
We have our largest consumer market here, and we also have our largest supplier base in the United States. So it's a natural step for us to come closer to our customers.
The new 14,000 square meter plant will employ workers in fields ranging from flight testing to aircraft interior design. But despite the fanfare, the boost to the U.S. aerospace industry and manufacturing from Embraer's investment could be minimal. The company is expected to create 200 jobs in Florida by 2011, a fraction of the thousands of aerospace jobs expected to be lost in the state when the U.S. space agency NASA ends its space shuttle flights in 2010. However, Embraer's CEO calls the new manufacturing facility a positive development for strengthening economic ties with the United States. Last year, bilateral trade between the two nations totaled $50 billion. Steve Mort for VOA News, Melbourne, Florida.